Hey, everybody. We're coming to you from the Vancouver Island Convention Center here in beautiful Nanaimo, British Columbia, for the Western Cities HR Conference. And our guest now is McDonald Oguwike.
Yes.
And you, sir, are the Director of Corporate Training and Workforce Development with Continuing Education at the University of Calgary.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to speak to you.
And how's the conference going for you so far?
So far, so good. Really, really good. Some of the topics being in some of the sessions, they've been excellent. And we are here as an exhibitor as well. And the quality of the conversations we've had with the HR professionals has been fantastic.
Right. And so you're interacting with the professionals. You get a sense of what their needs are, and how does the University of Calgary help them develop their careers?
So it's interesting. We, based on the conversation we've had so far with the HR professionals, I can categorize the conversation into three categories. On one hand, their needs are around if we can provide the tools and resources for them to support their organizations and the leaders that they support in the organization. So that's kind of the first theme that we're seeing. The second theme that we're seeing is there's a lot going on in the environment and in the economy and in the, so the, all the trends are impacting them. So they're trying to get a grasp of what is out there, kind of benchmark what other people are doing to navigate the trends, like the tariff trends, you know, the economic challenges as Canada is facing now. And so how they as HR professionals can play a role and what we're seeing with the other folks in that space. And then the third theme is around their careers. What are the options that we have? Or what are the upskilling and reskilling opportunities that we have to support them in either enhancing their knowledge of the subject areas that they deal with or enhancing their career in terms of growth?
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned trends. Do you get a sense that things are shifting and that the needs of an HR professional are moving in a certain direction?
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the trends, you know, there's several trends we've seen, but two trends that I can focus on is, you know, when we look at the tariff, the impact of the tariffs on the Canadian businesses has been significant. We, mm-hmm. you know, we can go with specific industry, but what that means is, for HR folks, organizations are looking to them more for a different kind of solutioning other than what they already put. So they have to produce or provide the services that they currently provide. But because of the challenges that the organizations are having, they have to even do more. So if you think there's going to be a lot of layoffs in organizations, guess who does the layoffs?
Right.
It's the HR folks.
It falls to the HR people.
And then that also... when you do the layoffs, that leads to, you know, it could lead to cultural issues with people leave. When the people who leave, they leave, but the people who stay, you now have another challenge, which is how do you maintain a great culture after such a life-changing or major organizational change has happened, right? Mm-hmm. So who does that? Still the HR folks, right?
Right.
So how they support organizations in these difficult times, it's a challenge that many of them are trying to navigate because of the trend that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, every organization is budget conscious. Municipalities are always looking for best value for property taxpayer. But there's a cost to recruiting and hiring people, but there's also a cost when they leave.
Exactly. And so for municipalities, it's even more paramount because what we're seeing is municipalities are very interesting. And what we're hearing from the HR folks, unlike the clients that we deal with on the business side, everybody's talking about budget. But why the municipalities is different is they are committed to their communities. So mm-hmm. basically, you're spending taxpayers' money. And taxpayers, it's not just about the executive leadership teams in the municipality that are interested in how the money is used. The citizens are also interested. So for mm-hmm. HR folks, is how do you now look at all the strengths, especially with the polarized political environment that we tend to see occasionally
right. In
our communities, right? How do you use that? Because in Canada, for the smaller communities that cannot compete with the bigger communities for talent and people, mm-hmm. they have to be creative in how they promote the opportunities within the communities, for people to be attracted to the communities, to come work in those communities.
Sure.
Why would somebody go work in a small community with 3,000 people when they can work in a big community, maybe in Edmonton, in Vancouver? What are the values? So those are kind of the critical questions that some of the HR folks are dealing with on a day-to-day trend basis.
Sure. Well, I mean, I guess it could be a lifestyle thing. You're not commuting as much if you're in a smaller community, or if you're into cycling or kayaking, you know, those kind of activities may be more readily available.
Exactly. But then what is the role?
Yes. Right?
What is the role? So how does HR, or how does the organization create those roles, and how does those roles serve the organization from a productivity conversation? We all know there's a big conversation about the productivity ratio in Canada, and one of it is the productivity of organizations. So looking at the job architectures that organizations have, especially in the municipal context, is really important, because if you, you know, if you're attracted to those small communities, if they don't have the right type of jobs or industries for you, you may want to go where the job goes, because you have to pay bills, right? So right. Those are some of the challenges that we're seeing, the conversations we're having, that many of the HR folks from the municipal governments are talking about.
Right. So, you know, here at Western Cities HR Conference, they have a lot of great sessions. You presented the session, but a lot of it is also the networking, the talking. I'm just wondering, are you picking up any vibes from the HR professionals that you perhaps didn't have before, but and you're circulating here at the conference?
Yeah, the networking is really powerful, because in some cases it helps you learn about the things you're not thinking about. Everybody, we're all going through so many different types of challenges. Some of them are actually overlapping, and some of them are different, mm-hmm. right? You know, what I'm seeing from here is that the challenges that the bigger municipalities or cities are facing are different from the challenges that a smaller municipality governments are facing, mm-hmm. right? And that is significant, because they don't have the same resources to, you know, manage and grow the economy of the municipality in those. And so that requires the smaller municipalities to think differently and be more innovative.
Interesting. So when you're talking to the HR professionals here at this conference, you know, they've got a lot on their plate. They got their day-to-day job. They've got their family life, but they're also thinking about their career, obviously. And so what one piece of advice do you give to people when you're talking to them?
That was actually, this is one of the questions we on our table at the University of Calgary we've been talking about. One of the things about the HR profession is it's actually a very diverse profession. So yes. There are many pockets of or areas of specialization. And so usually when people talk about HR, they lump HR into one area and say, oh, HR is like this. But actually, within HR, there's specialization. For example, the people who do the total rewards and benefit, basically the compensation of staff, they're very different.
Yes.
They require a different set of skills. The people who do the labor relations. So when you're talking about layoffs and issues related to arbitration and conflict that have been resolved in court and litigations, those are the labor relations folks that support the employment lawyers. That's a different area that require, you know, you have to have a good familiar with the statutory labor regulations and the laws, both at the federal and the provincial level, and even at the regional level, when we talk about things like NAFTA, the Too Small and NAFTA agreements, right? How it impacts that. And then, so that's the specialized HR areas. And then we have the HR business partners and sure. the HR managers or HR generalists who are more, you know, they support businesses, and they are more like the people who deal with support the managers and the employee on a employee relations stuff. Those are different. Now we're talking about the HR technology folks. When we talk about the people who implement the learning management system, who oversee the digital transformation elements of HR. So one of the things, going back to your question around the career, one of the things for HR folks now is, how do I grow my career? Recognizing that there are different specializations that may be valuable for a company right now. Mm-hmm. But how do I also look at the other specializations and see the ones that can provide me transdisciplinary, not cross-disciplinary, transdisciplinary skills? For example, if I am a HR business partner and I'm thinking of becoming a senior director or VP of HR, I need to take the HR technology programs or knowledge so that I can know how digital transformation is impacting my organization. Because if I increase my, if I get promoted into a senior leadership role, I will need to know the technologies that we need to bring into our organization to be productive and to support the employee experience in our organization. So from a career perspective, there are, you know, many HR people are looking for programs that can offer them those specialization, which is, I have to put a marketing plug here. This is what we do. We launched a, we've launched a HR professional development hub that has all the different specialization area, and they can do it in micro-credential format or in certificate format, or if they don't want to take any credential, they can just take single courses as well. So creating that flexibility and option for them to have some elements of education and practical experience as well is something that they're looking for.
Wow, fantastic. Well, I think this is a great place to wrap it up, but you know, the University of Calgary is one of Canada's great post-secondary institutions, and McDonald, you're doing fantastic work there, supporting the HR professionals.
Thank you.
That comes through loud and clear. So thanks very much for joining us on the podcast.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. And for everybody else, we'll see you next time on the podcast.